Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Data Science for Business by Foster Provost and Tom Fawcett is a foundational guide that explains how data science creates value in real organizations. Rather than focusing on programming languages or tool-specific tutorials, the book builds data analytic thinking, the ability to frame business problems in ways that data and algorithms can address, and to judge whether an analysis is credible and useful. It introduces core ideas behind data mining and predictive modeling, including how models learn patterns from historical data, how to avoid common pitfalls, and how to connect technical results to decision-making. Readers are walked through practical scenarios such as targeting customers, managing risk, and optimizing operations, with attention to how goals, data, and evaluation criteria fit together. The authors emphasize reasoning, trade-offs, and communication, helping business leaders and aspiring analysts understand what to ask for, what to expect, and how to collaborate effectively on analytics projects. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, data analytic thinking as a business skill. A central theme of the book is that successful analytics starts before any model is built. Data analytic thinking means translating a business objective into an analysis task with clear inputs, outputs, constraints, and decision consequences. The book clarifies how to distinguish between descriptive questions and predictive questions, and why predicting is only valuable when it changes a decision. It encourages readers to identify the action that will follow an insight, the population affected, and the cost of wrong decisions. This framing helps avoid the common failure mode of producing technically impressive results that do not map to a business lever. The authors also stress that analytics is probabilistic. Predictions are rarely certain, so business value comes from managing uncertainty. By focusing on problem formulation, readers learn how to ask better questions of data teams, choose sensible success metrics, and recognize when an analysis is not answering the original need. This mindset supports better project scoping, clearer stakeholder alignment, and more reliable translation of analytical results into operational improvements. Secondly, from raw data to useful features and reliable datasets, the book explains that data rarely arrives ready for modeling and that preparing it is not a clerical step, but a major determinant of outcomes. It highlights how data is generated by business processes, which means it contains biases, missingness, and measurement quirks that can distort conclusions if ignored. Readers learn to think critically about what a variable actually represents, whether it would be available at the time a decision must be made, and how to avoid leakage where future information accidentally enters a training dataset. Another emphasis is the role of features, the constructed variables that capture patterns relevant to the target. Feature creation can encode domain knowledge, such as recency, frequency, and monetary value in customer behavior, or aggregations that summarize history. The book also discusses sampling, class imbalance, and the difference between data used for training versus evaluation. By grounding these ideas in business examples, it shows how data quality, definitions, and time windows can make a model appear strong in testing while failing in deployment, and how disciplined data preparation reduces that risk. Thirdly, modeling fundamentals, classification, probability, and interpretability, a core portion of the book introduces predictive modeling concepts with an emphasis on understanding rather than mathematics for its own sake. It covers classification tasks where the goal is to assign cases to categories such as churn versus retain, fraud versus legitimate, or responder versus non-responder. The book explains why models often output scores or probabilities and how those scores support ranking and prioritization, which is frequently more useful than a hard yes or no prediction. It also addresses trade-offs between model accuracy and interpretability, helping readers see when a simpler model that stakeholders can understand may outperform a more complex approach in real adoption. Key ideas include overfitting, generalization, and why training performance can be misleading. The discussion encourages readers to view modeling as a search for patterns that are stable enough to support decisions, not as discovering immutable truths. By connecting modeling choices to business constraints, the book equips readers to evaluate model outputs, ask what assumptions are embedded, and select approaches that align with operational needs and governance expectations. Fourthly, evaluation and decision thresholds. Measuring what matters, the book emphasizes that model evaluation must match the business decision, not just a generic accuracy number. It explains how different error types carry different costs, such as missing a fraud case versus incorrectly flagging a legitimate transaction, or targeting an uninterested customer versus failing to contact a likely buyer. Readers are introduced to common evaluation tools for scored models, including confusion matrices and ranking-based measures, and learn to think in terms of thresholds that convert scores into actions. This is where analytics connects directly to ROI. The best threshold depends on budget, capacity, risk tolerance, and unit economics. The book also highlights the importance of holdout testing and careful experimental design so that evaluation reflects future performance rather than past quirks. By focusing on how to measure lift, prioritize opportunities, and compare models fairly, it trains readers to demand evidence that an analytics project will improve decisions. The result is a practical understanding of why a model with slightly lower overall accuracy can deliver greater business value if it performs better in the region where the business actually acts. Lastly, deploying analytics in organizations, process, communication, and ethics beyond algorithms, the book addresses how analytics succeeds or fails in organizational settings. It explains that deployment is a socio-technical process. Models must be integrated into workflows, monitored, and updated as behavior and markets change. Readers learn why feedback loops matter, how model performance can degrade over time, and why governance and documentation are essential for responsible use. Communication is treated as a core competency because stakeholders need to understand what a model is for, what it assumes, and what its outputs mean for frontline decisions. The book also encourages readers to consider the incentives and operational realities that shape adoption, such as whether a sales team can act on a ranked list or whether a call center has capacity constraints. In addition, it raises awareness of ethical and fairness concerns that emerge when predictions influence opportunities, pricing, or scrutiny. By presenting analytics as an iterative business capability rather than a one-off technical project, the book helps readers plan for sustainable impact, alignment with strategy, and long-term trust in data-driven decision-making. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business leaders, product managers, MBA students, aspiring data scientists, and analysts who want to understand how predictive analytics works and how to apply it responsibly without getting trapped in tool-specific details. Readers who regularly interact with data teams will gain a sharper ability to define the right problem, request the right data, and evaluate whether results are actionable. The practical benefit is improved decision-making. You learn to connect models to outcomes, set meaningful evaluation criteria, and choose thresholds based on costs and capacity, which can directly improve marketing efficiency, risk control, and operational prioritization. Compared with many popular data science titles that lean heavily on code walkthroughs or narrow techniques, Data Science for Business stands out by teaching durable concepts and reasoning habits that remain valuable even as tools change. It bridges technical and business perspectives, helping teams collaborate with fewer misunderstandings and fewer failed projects. For readers who want a clear framework for turning data into value, it is a worthwhile purchase because it builds judgment, not just familiarity, and that judgment translates across industries and roles. If you would like to support Foster Provost, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.